Mini Baby Bell Light. Perfect for when you want to satisfy your cravings without compromising on taste. High in protein and 47% less fat than Mini Baby Bell Original, Mini Baby Bell Light is the ultimate snack to add to your new routine in 2023. Start your new year the right way with Mini Baby Bell Light. Hey.
Yeah.
Do you know how loud that was?
I wonder what that sounds like for someone who can't hear the music.
I kid you not. It was as if I was front row at a concert and I had both speakers just blaring into my eardrums. Like, that's how loud it was.
And you think you sound good because the music's playing over it. And then really, we sounded like shit.
I watched a TikTok the other day and it was like what you think people see at the gym. And it's like the song, it's like a rap song. It's like, I go home for my city own. And he's doing like a rep and he's going down and come back up. And then it says what people actually hear. And it's like.
That's so true.
It's so awkward.
Are you a grunter when you work out?
Only when I'm on my like last reps. Not on purpose.
Yeah.
But I for sure let those
out. Okay, let me hear. What's your grunt sound like?
It'd be like how I just did it. It'd be like.
Okay, yeah.
Like, because I'm like coming up like, frick. Like that. Gym grunts, so sexy.
Almost like a little poop. That's what I thought of.
Are you a grunter?
I think I'm like I let like air out, like. Isn't it weird with the other
person? I'm sorry. I'm just picturing you at the gym by yourself. Oh my God, I'm sweating.
Actually, I do think it is very similar to sexual noises, I've realized.
It is, mm-hmm. Yeah. I know here's the thing. I think I'm less worried about my gym grunts than I am my like sexual noises, if I'm being honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't really give a shit in the gym. I see. But sometimes like I realize I'm faking a noise and then I'm like, why am I doing that? Oh. You know what I mean? But I'm not on purpose. It's just like how I'm used to
making the
whatever.
Noises.
Yeah.
I think it feels, it's almost like when you're breathing and like, and this is weird, but I love to like exhale and make noise because it feels like I'm like releasing like anxiety.
Sweet. Yoga.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So like when I have sex, that also feels good to do.
Please don't tell me you sing in bed. Okay. That's just enough. Geez. God. We are wearing our matching tees that we were talking about, by the way. I'm really excited about them. So if you can't see us right now, you better go to YouTube or check it out somewhere else. Because,
We'll post a cute pic.
We will.
Or an ugly pic. Might be an ugly pic.
The best part about these shirts is you get them twice in a row, baby.
Oh, yeah. We are recording two episodes back to back, but you guys don't know that.
Shh, quiet. Shh. It's because I'm off to Barcelona.
Oh, yeah. She's going to Barcelona.
Wait, did you not know where I was going?
So Plant Daddy was like, so where's it going? I'm like, I don't know. I forget. I was like, maybe a business trip. I forgot.
You didn't know where I was going?
I'm so excited. I just didn't know it was coming so soon.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
You're going to have so much fun.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Barcelona, Italy, France.
Fuck yes.
Home.
Oh my God.
Ew. But most importantly, I get to see my sister and I freaking can't wait. I literally cannot wait. It's going to be so fun.
She's going to show you just the Barcelona nightlife.
She is. She's so excited. She's like, Wednesday nights are big at this one place. I'm like, okay. All right. You know me, big heavy drinker. speaking of heavy drinking.
about alcoholism.
Okay, the sun came out for 0.2 hours and in Minnesota, we finally got rid of majority of our snow, if you look out the window. And you know what? We had hit Gray's, which is our outdoor bar. And literally everyone and their mom was there.
Yep.
And it was hard not to, toss it back.
It was hard not to. It was like the first day that felt a little like summer. And I was like, this is it. This is my day. I knew I was going to get drunk. Like
we all knew.
Even when I was putting on my makeup, I was like, I'm going to be... when
you sent me the tequila getting ready and I was like, oh, that's okay. That's what we're doing today. Okay.
Yeah. So Gray's was fun. Jordy, can you tell what happened right when I got there and how you felt when we were trying to grab a drink at the bar?
Oh my God. So it was packed and we were waiting forever. I was waiting for like 10 minutes before and then he's about to come to me.
Who, the bartender?
Yeah, the bartender. Yeah. And so you like either clapped or you're like, hey. And he's like, if you do that again, you'll never get served. I'm like, Soph, what the fuck?
I literally ruined it for Jackson right when I got there.
Wait, wasn't it because he was taking a shower?
Yeah,
I got
sassy with the bartender. And then
so sassy.
He didn't want to serve me. So
I'll tell you one thing. This woman, I just finally got a drink and I set it down on our little makeshift table. Not in the way. Everyone kept walking like, okay, it doesn't matter. The lady walks by and knocks it over and I go, that, okay, that was my drink. But, and she goes, turns around, she goes, it's not my problem. Your drink was on the floor. I go, it wasn't on the floor. Why would I set my drink on the floor? I set it on the table that you just hit it over. And she looks at me and she like does this little eyebrow raise and goes, huh?
Why
walks
is it?
Away.
Why is it that Sid gets the sassy girls whenever she's drinking?
Dude, I'm like,
every time.
You're lucky I'm not in a bad mood, honey. You're fucking lucky. You know why? Because I wouldn't do anything. But in my head, I would beat the crap out of you.
Sid would sass the fuck back. So
I would
watch
sass
out.
The fuck
and
back.
And I would too. I sassed the bartender out right when I
know.
I got
but you know what? Good start. Good energy. Love it. Love little angry vibes. Good little snaps and claps.
I was like, I want to get drunk, yo.
I will say one thing about just drinking can bring drama. Drama happens to everybody. Everyone, kindness always wins. Always, yes. Always wins. And we're never on here to use our platform for not anything but kindness. So just keep that in mind whenever you're using your platform. Be kind. Share things that are drama less and be good to people, because using your platform for hatred is probably the most rude / unattractive thing. So be kind, people. It always wins. I promise you, you always come up out on top, if I can talk. Holy crap, that was kind of scary. Do a straight cannon moment for me.
Oh, yeah. I got a few. I have a few straight cannon moments.
Why are you laughing at us?
We're laughing at you just having a little seizure there.
I know. What's going on? My throat is kind of like...
I have acid reflex.
That's why my voice has been scratchy.
Tequila will do
that'll
it.
Do it.
Also, to the drinking thing, we don't always, you guys know we're not huge drinkers. I've been drinking like 3 weeks, so I just kind of went balls to the wall.
We're allowed to do
besides
that.
Besides Jerdy. Jerdy winks.
Hey, easy. Hey. I wink. Oh. Never mind.
I know. Balls to the wall.
No more tequila.
Uh-oh. To the window, to the wall. Okay, wait. Straight candid moments.
So mine has to do with Saturday night. Definitely, I cannot get it off. I still have the trashiest remnants of a temporary tattoo on my neck. I thought it was the best idea. I'm like, oh, you know, I want to put a clover on my face, but I was like, that's trashy. So I'm going to put it on my neck. So I put it on my neck and it's still there.
Oh my God.
And even better because Jackson's was red. He has like a red tattoo on his.
I saw you.
And all night everyone was coming up to me being like, does Jackson have a hickey?
Jordan thought Jackson had a hickey when he walked up to the table. I go, serious? I don't know. I was so confused. I'm like, you were gone for like 10 minutes. I'm like, how the hell does that happen?
And all Jackson kept saying was, it glows in the dark.
It does. No, those were the clovers, not the big one that everyone thought was a hickey.
Oh my God.
You tied me up hardcore. I had multiple. Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, that was a good night though. All in all, that was a good night. Oh, sorry.
My straight kind of moment was, I've never blacked out in my life, but I definitely had gray out moments this past weekend.
Love that.
And I was laughing so hard when Jordy sent me a video the next day of me and him were on the same level, I'm pretty sure. I like am so curious about how this came about, but he wanted to slap me in the face and I wanted to slap him in the face.
You guys.
So there's this video of, I think I slapped you first as hard as I could.
Yeah.
And then I was like, he's not going to slap me hard. The video, he slaps
you. You kind of went for it.
Whiplash, big time.
And this girl walks by and she's like, stop it. Get out. And me and Jordy has no idea of our surroundings. We're like,
I have no idea how that transpired.
You did the Monsters, Inc. laugh there.
Well,
of Jackson.
For Jordy. Yeah.
Fuck.
Jordy, he goes, shit. Dang it.
Do you have
That's
any
funny, though.
Do you have any straight cannon moments, Jordy?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He starts with that. Oh, God.
Come back to me. Say go first. I'll okay.
I have actually one that turned into two. But it's just one encompassing, wonderful straight cannon moment, okay? So we got a lot of wonderful, beautiful vibrators from Pulse One, right? Plus One. Oh, yes. My gosh. I always do that. I don't know why.
Because they pulse.
They do. Literally.
They make you pulse.
Whoa. And we got a lot. And I was like, you know what? I don't need all of these. I'm such a kind girl. I'm going to do a giveaway and give somebody one vibrator because I'm such a giver. We got like 10 and I'm going to give away one. God, I acted
that
like
so
that was
nice
so
of
giving
you.
Of me. No, but I said it in my office. Because I was like, that's where we put all of our straight candid goodies. And so I was like, I'm just going to set it in my office, whatever. Anyway, so I come home and Jordan had invited his family over on Saturday morning for brunch. And his aunt, of course, like got a tour before I came home.
Yep. Wants to see the studio.
She's more religious than we are. just in general, like they have a very private religion. I won't say it, but you can probably assume what it is. And my vibrator was sitting not only one, but two, a pink one and a bright blue one that's larger than any penis I've seen, on the table of my desk in my office. Right next to the window, and Scotty was looking at.
Were you like?
He was
unused,
by the way, unused. But I'm just saying,
Scotty's like,
imagine this. And then I come home. I'm like, hey guys, how are you? Oh my God, so excited to see you here. Eating with them, everyone's so funny. La la la. They leave. Jordan still hasn't told me at this point. Like whatever. The neighbors come over, and they want a tour. And I'm standing out there with my mom, and I go, oh my God, they're in my office and I have a vibrator sitting on the desk. I know for a fact I do.
Hopefully they were like, whatever.
No, they come out and I go, I'm so sorry, but I literally have a vibrator there and we got it for the podcast. Like it's not, I don't just keep my vibrators out on my work desk next to my work computer. Good Lord. And they were like, oh my God, they thought it was hilarious. And Jordan goes, oh yeah, my aunt and my cousin saw it. I was like, what? Right. He goes, my aunt and my cousin were just like bumming around the office. They saw two vibrators on the table. So
you want to know what's funny is
I'm hot in the face.
Yeah,
hot.
That's awkward. But I feel like they knew it was for the podcast number one. I think you're okay.
No, no, I don't think so.
But it's funny because I have an office desk in my room.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't really use it. And I recently unpacked all those vibrators mm-hmm. and I have them literally sitting on my desk because half of them have been used. Oh. And I just ordered some travel lube, like so sweating. My lube's all there. If anyone were to walk in, they'd be like, this girl's a freak.
She's a freak dog.
But
oh my God.
Did you use any of them?
Yes, I did actually.
Okay.
There, I had to use the funny one because I just wanted to know what it was
I
like.
I tried the, what is this one called?
I don't know.
The rabbit?
Bunny. Oh. Okay.
Rabbit yeah. or something like that. Yeah. No, they said, how was it? So I was like, it was just a very stimulating. Like, I almost thought it was too much.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't used that one
but yet. I liked the other ones that we got.
Oh, actually the one you're touching. Yeah, I just
yeah.
used that.
Yeah. yeah.
I'm just kidding. Oh. As you're holding it, you go, God. Oh geez. Oh, whoa.
Hey.
Anyway, but I'm sweating.
Thanks Plus One. That was awesome.
Yeah. They're amazing. Y'all. They're a really good brand. By the way, no Target. Plug to them. They're at Target and I used them way before we ever got a package from them. So yeah. Like amazing product. Anyway, so yeah, so I'm sweating and it was just very awkward and I don't see them often. So they think really highly of me. I'm already like the wild card. And yeah, I just, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, that's
not what we're here to talk about, people. Get your mind out of the gutter.
I actually think it's funny we started this episode with talking about workout grunts because we're here to talk about some health and fitness. And body image.
To give you an idea of what we're going to talk about, I wrote a title. I always write like a rando title that may or may not go with the episode. And it says, fitness is my witness. How to prioritize the gym, what we've learned about the gym, and
body image.
Body image.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So cool. We're going to talk about it. We asked our listeners how many of them felt comfortable in the gym, like lifting in general and like going there by themselves. And 38% of listeners said they are not comfortable with going to the gym and lifting on their own. So I feel that.
I think it's interesting too. Cause like I have a client who is, she's like, I just wish that there was a girls only gym to lift. And for me, like I do feel comfortable in the gym because I know what I'm doing and I like love the people around because I finish my workout, I lift heavier, like it fuels me, but I always think of a different perspective and like someone from a girl who's like, I don't want anyone watching me. I want to be by myself. I hate it. So I'm like, there should be a girls only gym where you could actually lift at because there's not.
I think, honestly, I don't think it's a bad idea. I have no issue with being like in front of a crowd when I'm teaching.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it when I'm lifting, but like you see the wandering eyes, I won't lie. Yeah. Like there always are people kind of like wondering what you're up to and like looking around or whatever. I think though I really want to talk about our history with like body dysmorphia and like bodily issues. You know what I mean? Issues.
Bodily.
Whoops. Nope.
Sit,
that's not it.
Sit body issues. A lot.
Yeah. I have a bathroom problem. Okay. With health and wellness, but like, and disordered eating in general and just like where we're at in our journeys at this exact moment right now, right here.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I've been kind of, I think we've chatted about this like quickly, maybe on a previous episode,
long time ago.
Yeah. So I guess, have always been into health and fitness. Like I still probably have never gone 2 weeks without working out just because like I've been in sports. I've done stuff since I can remember, like always, you know, working out, gymnastics, part of my sports in general when I was growing up. But then obviously college ended and Sorry, I need to rewind. So I would say like freshman year of college is when I kind of got like obsessed, you could say. Like I had a boyfriend at the time who tracked his nutrition. And I was like, oh, cool. I want to try this. And for like how much I was working out, I would do like CrossFit style workouts at so college. More- like I would do like 400 meter sprints with like, I was like really strong HIIT workouts with like in between like circuits, wall balls, like weird
sounds
shit
like my
that.
Lacrosse workouts.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so, like, it was a very intense workout and I would do them every single day and I would probably eat, you know, not enough calories to support that. So like I lost a ton of weight and at the time I thought that it was just like a somewhat of like, I was just under eating a little bit and it wasn't really fucked up in my brain. I thought maybe it was like slightly disordered eating, not an eating disorder. But when Vanessa came on to talk about her experience, I was like, maybe it was an eating disorder. And then I'm like, okay, the amount of women that actually deal with an eating disorder, especially in college, like I know you went to a college that was like no one fucking ate until they drank their calories.
Correct. Yep. Yep.
St. Thomas was also very similar to that. And it's so crazy because in middle school, high school, I never thought of, I didn't second guess anything that I was eating. I would eat and eat and eat and eat and I wouldn't care. Like it was just how my body was just naturally thin. I was naturally athletic, whatever.
Metabolisms were so fast.
So then after I restricted for a while and was like literally down to like 90 pounds, like it was like, I looked sick. Yeah. I should show you a picture sometime.
I think you have one time, like a long time ago. And it was disturbing. Yeah, it's hard to look at, to be honest.
So then I went through like periods of binge eating for like probably 3 years. And binge eating is, I think, also not talked about a lot because it's hard because I like, for example, I have 8 clients right now online only. And I've very much opened up the space for them to feel comfortable talking about that with me. And every single one of them so far has had a history where they've gone through cycles of binge eating. Wow. And I think it's a lot more prevalent than people think. And I know like both of us know people that have gone through it too. So that was hard, but it was also needed. I think it's needed after periods of restriction because it is actually like scientifically, like your body thinks you're in starvation mode. So I definitely gained some weight from that, but then I kind of leveled out, found my balance again. I used to have really bad digestion issues and it actually is very common when you hear like on TikTok, when they go, hot girls have IBS. These hot girls most of the time are skinny, right? And I think it's very interesting because girls that don't eat enough and you're eating low calories, your digestion isn't working as much as it should be. So I'm sweating right now. I'm going to continue talking. I literally have a sweat stash.
I am really hot right now too.
But anyways, it's interesting because hot girls have IBS. It actually has to do with like literally your digestion not working as much as it should be and not practicing digesting the food and your probiotics and your like bacteria and your intestines aren't where they should be because you're getting not eating up. Enough. Yeah. So anyways, now I've been able to find a better balance. I'll be completely honest. I was actually just talking to Plant Daddy about this the other day, but I still struggle as a personal trainer to, oh, that wind feels so good.
I know the window's open.
I still so struggle deciding if I want to, I know how to get shredded. I know exactly how to do it. I can go through a reverse diet. I can go to my maintenance phase. I can shred. Part of that is like, okay, is that a little obsessive for me? I'm not sure. Do I want to just more focus on balance and like live this healthy lifestyle and teach my clients to live that way too? Or do certain clients want to get shredded? Do I want to promote that? So I struggle on a daily basis and it actually is causing a lot of like internal battles in my brain. Like, okay, should I track my macros or should I find balance? Should I, it's a struggle that I deal with kind of right now. And part of me thinks that you can do both. Like, I think you can still work towards a better version of yourself while you're still trying to like find happiness and like love yourself. So that's kind of where I'm aiming to go right now, but it's almost like, is that possible?
Yeah.
And for example, Vanessa, she doesn't think it's possible. She's like, you can't cut, you can't track your macros and love your body at the same time. So like there's give and takes and I don't know the answer.
I don't either. I don't know the answer to that. With where you're at now, and then I can tell my story too, but it's like, how did you transition from like having such bad habits to now having like a lot better of habits.
Yeah.
Growing from what happened.
Because I've done it all.
Yeah.
I've restricted. I've binged. I've restricted. I've binged.
But you pulled yourself out of it.
I've maintained. And so now, like, I will say I have gone through phases of reverse dieting myself. So, like, I know I can eat, like, you know, upwards of, I'm not even going to give numbers. I don't want to, like, put numbers in people's heads. But, like, I can eat a good amount of calories while maintaining my weight. So that's nice to know, knowing that I can like go through my day and have a normal amount of calories, 3 meals, snacks, and feel good.
Yeah.
So like, I think making sure that my metabolism was healthy again was a big part of my healing, and knowing that like a cake or a piece of cake or a donut or a burger is okay. It's not going to like make you fat from one meal. Like,
that's what
so
gets in people's brains.
That's kind of how I think I've healed. And I found working out just to be more empowering now too. And like,
Probably saw that it wasn't sustainable regardless of which phase you were in. And that's how you started to move out of it.
I wanted
like
something,
self-help, I'm saying.
Yes. Yeah. I wanted something that was going to be sustainable because what I was doing before was not. And thinking about food, obsessing about food all day is the absolute worst. And now it's like, I don't think about it because I don't restrict.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
No, it does. It makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
It's good to hear that again. Yeah. I feel like we've talked about it like in blurbs, but I like listening to your journey because it's not like, it's just not linear and it goes kind of all over.
And I think a lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
Your turn. I'm ready.
I know. I'm like, oh my God, where do I start?
I feel like I've heard bits and pieces of yours too, but not like the whole thing.
I can remember, well, first of all, when I grew up, it was very important to clean your plate and finish drinking. Like I had to finish my entire thing of milk and finish my plate, which I also saw that my parents struggled to get my sister to finish eating because she was an extremely picky eater. So like I saw that she had to sit at the table until she finished her meal because she actually like needed the nutrition. So I just like had this bad habit of just like, I'd scarf everything
like
down.
You're like, I'm the hero child. Yeah, hero, I eat all my
I didn't want to sit there. I'm ADHD McGee. I'm going to go play with my dolls, honey. So I grew up with that. My dad had me drinking protein shakes since I don't even know, probably like 6 to 7 years old, probably. To like give me protein before I would go to hockey. Yeah.
He probably knew because he was a bodybuilder. Because he was a bodybuilder. He knew how important protein was and kids probably don't get enough protein.
They don't know. And I would actually feel good drinking it. So I can see some people thinking like, what? That's weird. That's kind of like a little early to get somebody started on protein, but his shakes were really good and I felt good.
Chocolate milk.
Yeah. And I was puny, you guys. Like I was like 70, 75 pounds, 80 pounds. Like I'm talking like coming into middle school. Like I'm puny. Like no bone or all bone. No bones.
Jello.
I was just a little jello ball. and I played sports. I played hockey. I played lacrosse. I played it year round. I played them, both year round, which means I would usually go to sports for like 4 to 6 hours a day. And then now coming through middle school, people called me anorexic. I couldn't keep weight on. I would eat like everything in sight. I would eat cookies and pizza and like I would like literally nonstop eat, but I still had this weird subconscious of like I was used to my mom saying like I feel chubby, I feel fat, I feel, you know, like all these things, which is her own battle and her family's battle that was subconsciously kind of like lingering in my brain,
ingrained in there.
Yep. Now I'm coming into high school, still playing way too many sports. I would eat nonstop, but I was drinking something that was literally killing my insides and I had no idea. And I'm not going to say the name of it because I don't want to, it's not for everybody, but it's protein shakes that a company has locations for. Do you understand what I'm getting at? You don't know? Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to let you guys.
Daddy.
Sorry. I said his name. I drank these shakes anyway. Wait, what were you going to say? I was drinking these like daily, like substituting meals for them. And it was starting to become like a really unhealthy habit. And I just like, I loved them, but I knew like subconsciously, like they were gonna, like, they make you skinnier because you could skip a meal. You know what I mean? Like they're protein. We're bleeping that
sorry.
Out. We're bleeping that out. No, I'm not getting sued by them. No, thank you. And I started having severe irritable bowel syndrome, gastritis, acid reflux.
It was from that.
It's from that.
Really?
1000%. I went to the doctor 45 times and they finally realized what it was tied to. Yeah. Yep. I know it sounds insane, but it's fucking true. And I don't drink them anymore and I don't have those issues. I do not have those issues unless
you just
shit I do
your pants occasionally.
Occasionally when I do a lot of dairy. Anyway, so I'm coming into college and I started into high school, ending of high school senior year, and I'm all doing lacrosse, hockey, and now I'm working out after school too.
Oh God.
And I started getting in this really poor habit of like obsessive compulsive. And now I'm eating a little less and I'm only eating like granola and yogurt and these protein shakes. And then my mom would have like a few pieces of like meat. So I'd have a few pieces of like salami. And I mean, like literally like cutting back bad. And I was skinny.
What do you think prompted that?
I think, social media became bigger in my life. And I think I saw how like skinny people were. And I think I thought maybe subconsciously that I was getting bigger or something. Mm-hmm. I don't really know exactly what it was.
Even though you're probably just going through puberty and like looking like a normal
woman, person.
Wider hips, like little boobies.
Literally everything was normal. In fact, I honestly looked like probably pretty freaking good.
Yeah.
Like, because I mean, I was puny.
Yeah.
Right. And, I was going to say something about that. I totally blank, but coming into college anyway, I was too small now to play on the lacrosse team that I wanted to go to. So by me doing all these poor habits, I actually never gained the weight I was supposed to gain and couldn't play on the team that I wanted to play on. So now I'm in college and to be honest, I started not giving a fuck senior year. I literally ate like nonstop. I ate carbs like a motherfucker. I ate Topper's pizza like it was nobody's business, but I ate a lot when I was drunk and I realized that it was probably binging, to be honest, like a lot, you know? And I mean, I gained weight and I got bigger and honestly, I didn't really even notice. Mm-hmm. I played lacrosse and I played really well. And then when I transferred to ASU, bad habits started coming back. You know, I like started eating a lot less. I got really depressed. So I just ate, didn't really feel like eating. Mm-hmm. I smoked more weed than I should have probably and didn't really eat, even though it makes you a lot more hungry.
Yeah.
And I was just super depressed and sad and everyone around me was really skinny. So I stopped working out like basically completely once I quit lacrosse and, I just kind of started working. But what I found was I actually like worked my mental state back into health. And started like getting comfortable eating more and being okay with like, okay, this is a burger and this is a fry. I'm not going to get fat from one. Like, I'm okay. Like, I showed myself like, look, you didn't get fat. In fact, you didn't change at all.
Isn't it funny that it like literally one meal, like I used to like go in the mirror and like lift up my shirt and be like, okay.
Oh,
I'm
you're
good.
Like, wow, I'm literally
like,
the
what?
Same.
That's so fucked though.
Yeah.
Like body checking needs to stop.
So when I came home back to the U, I feel like I was so engulfed in like, I learned so much from moving. I learned so much about my body. I didn't like the way I really looked because I was not as like muscular as I was before. And I was just excited to be back with the people that actually like really cared about me, you know, and there's a lot of amazing people at ASU. I'm just saying in general, like around the people in Minnesota. And I just started practicing good habits of like eating when I wanted to. And I honestly had to start correcting my mom for being like, the minute you say like, I don't feel good, I feel chubby, I feel this, I feel chubby. Like, and then I heard myself start saying those things. I had to correct her and be like, you are rubbing onto me. And I'm realizing I took a lot of habits that you had growing up and I like just kind of had them in my life. So yeah, I mean, I'm the heaviest I've ever been right now sitting right here. And I feel the healthiest I've ever been in my whole entire life.
You look extremely healthy.
Thank you. But I was afraid of the number going up. Like, I remember my mom saying, I weigh 100 and so-and-so pounds. And
she told you that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And she's also 6 inches shorter than I am.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And, completely different builds, right? Mm-hmm. You know? And I was already, like, 20-something pounds heavier.
And your muscle tone versus her muscle tone. Like,
yeah. And she meant it in her mind, her own battle. But, like, she actually, like, hurt me by saying it. You know what I mean? She wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
And now I'm, like, 40-some pounds more than that. And I'm healthy. And, yeah, granted, I probably could cut, like, two, right? But I feel good. Like, and I'm not going to let my brain fight me and be like, summer's coming up. Time to change how you look. It's like, no, actually, I'm going to work out when I feel good. I'm going to lift when I want to. And that's it.
I like that.
That's where I am right now.
So what was it like going from, like, what kind of prompted you initially to just kind of stop worrying about, you know, how small you were and, like, be to where you are right now? Did you start eating more? Did you realize, like, oh, like, I feel like I'm not eating enough or I want a booty? Like, what was your reasoning?
I used to go through this cycle of I feel too skinny. I want a bigger butt and bigger boobs. Yeah. I need to, oh my God, I need to cut back on my cardio workouts and like whatever. Oh God, I need to eat more. So I'd cut back on my workouts and I'd eat more. And then I would look in the mirror probably a week later and be like, I feel really chubby. I'm getting chubby. Oh yeah. My God. Then I'd eat less and work out more. It's like this cycle. I would just go through and through and through and through. And I bet you can relate to that.
Yeah. And it's funny because like my boobs are bigger right now because I'm a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
My butt's a little bigger because I'm a little bit bigger, but it's like you can't have your cake and eat it too.
No, you can't.
You just have a cake. You know
and
what I mean?
My boobs are never going to grow. Literally never going to grow. Like it is what it is. Unless I get a boob job, they're going to stay the exact same size. And I don't know what logic, even when I knew that, what logic I was having that was a really good idea to eat less and starve my body of its nutrition in order to like feel a little more ripped or like eat and binge eat just to have a little more boob fat. Like what in the fuck am I doing?
And what sucks is like, if I do gain weight, it's usually not even in my boobs.
it's not
in the greater.
Sorry, I'm having a heat flash.
But I know I did too.
No, truly I started focusing on what actually mattered. And I think I said this in a podcast a while ago, is like when I looked back and I thought about all the time I had spent obsessing over what I was eating and didn't also take into account that genetics plays a factor in the way that you look and how you are.
Huge.
I realized all the time I fucking wasted when I could have been spending my time getting myself better, getting in a better place, reading, meditating, I don't know, going outside and not obsessing over the way I looked. And looking in the mirror and being like, I look the exact same as I did before.
Yep.
And I just spent a year of obsessing.
How sad is it? Like, I even remember like going out to dinner with friends, like when I was younger, and just worrying about what I was eating, if they thought I was eating enough, and like not even enjoying like who I was with and what I was doing.
Yeah.
And so I feel like people that don't deal with disordered eating thinks this shit is crazy, that like we think this, like that we're sitting at a dinner and I didn't even like get to really talk to my grandma because I was worrying about how many calories I was eating at the time. Like, it's so fucked up, y'all. Like, it is fucked up. And like, my brain did go there for a while. And now it's like, you gotta mindfully, intuitively eat a little bit sometimes and just enjoy who you're with.
Enjoy the food that's in front of you and eat in smaller portions if you're really afraid of like what you're eating. And just eat things that make you feel like full and good, like as in like you've got nutrients inside of you. You know, they're not so starchy, because that stuff is just not going to make you feel good after the fact. Also, I can even admit that like going on vacation and worrying about, oh, I really want the pasta, but if I get the pasta, I'll be bloated and then I'll look chubby and then I don't want to wear my swimsuit. And it's like, what? Eat the fucking pasta. God, what? I can't believe we're wasting our time and our lives because we're afraid of a little fupa that might pop up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And like, I agree with this. And it's also like, you know, like I might feel better if I get the chicken with the mashed potatoes and asparagus tonight because you know what? It sounds good. I feel like I'm going to feel good after it. You can make healthier decisions. Like I understand that. Like some days I crave vegetables. For example, today I'm having horrible acid reflux. Probably from the tequila this weekend, but also because I ate like goddamn shit yesterday because I was hungover. I wanted bacon. I wanted greasy food. I wanted donuts and I wanted 3 batches of popcorn.
Yep.
And that's exactly what I did. And now I feel unwell. And now I'm like, oh my God, I need vegetables. Like, it just sounds good to me.
Honestly, you just said that meal. It sounds so freaking good.
Yeah.
Chicken, mashed potatoes,
right?
Green beans. Ooh.
Like listen to those cues for sure.
Maybe a little Hawaiian roll. Ooh, stop it.
It's also, I think it's also interesting because when we posted this on our Instagram, so many women were like, there's just so many,
oh my God,
I guess there's just contradicting information out there everywhere you look. Some people are like, I don't believe in reverse diets. I believe in bulking. Some people are like, no, we need intuitively eat. Some people are like, no, we don't want to intuitively eat. We should be doing this way. You need toned muscles. You should do Pilates for toned, long, and lean muscles.
Lean muscles.
Like, there's just a lot of misinformation out there. And what it comes down to is, if you're not exercising right now, just find something that you enjoy. I don't think there is a right and a wrong way to exercise
for anyone.
If you're currently just trying to be a healthier version of yourself, there is certain exercises that Sid and I definitely believe in more, just because like we know for us, it makes us feel empowered. It makes us feel strong. And it does feel like it's the best way for us to build our muscle mass. And that's lifting in the gym.
Yep.
Week to week, going through some splits, progressive overloading. And that's kind of, I guess, where our kind of interest lies,
yeah,
you could say, right?
Yeah, I agree. And I would say I like to mix in like a yoga usually on the weekends, mm-hmm, just because it feels good and it's hot.
Yeah.
It's like going in the sauna. And I don't love sitting in the sauna. I just get like too hot too fast. Mm-hmm. So hot yoga, I can't just like up and leave. So I'm like forced to be in there. That just opens everything up. Yoga. I know, it's so horrible. And then they're like, touch your elbow to your knee. Now put your leg around your neck and fly over everyone. And you're like, fuck, I can't do that. I'm just going to go to child's pose.
I went to hot yoga one time and I remember we were in, what's this like airplane pose?
Oh, I don't know.
Warrior three.
Is it Warrior three?
I think so. Okay. And the person in front of me, toe, was like by my face. And I remember like looking up and staring at this person's foot. And then to make it even worse, all of a sudden, it dripped of sweat onto my mat. And
no.
I'm like, I'm fucking out.
No, you did. No, yeah. That's like, gross.
No, I'd rather sit in a sauna.
I will say it took me a little while to get used to everyone's heavy breathing in there. You know what I mean? They're like, and I remember Jordan and I looked at each other like 2 weekends ago when we were out of class because this guy was just really into it. He was really breathing and it was a good thing. He was more engaged with his body and in tune with his body. But we were like, oh my God, we're not regulars.
we're
totally out, so bottle out. I will say I mix in like a cardio, probably like once, I'll probably do twice this week just because I'm traveling. And so I have to get something in just like, so I feel good. But like, we don't work out every day. Did everyone hear that?
Mm-hmm.
We don't work out every day. Like that's not sustainable, like at all. Take a few days off. Lifting is our favorites. We like to recover with like a yoga or maybe like something lighter, maybe just a power walk.
A good podcast walk.
Yeah. Power walks. And podcast walk if you want to listen to something. Hi. But I will say there's way too much information out there. Get through it because there's a lot of Instagram influencers mm-hmm. that put their information out there. And I'll tell you right now, some of them are amazing. Shout out Whitney Simmons. I freaking love her. A lot of them don't know what they're talking about and they are spreading misinformation and it drives me and you insane mm-hmm. to watch. Like, I mean, promoting like pills and like,
I saw a TikTok today of this shredded dude who says when you have a craving, you're supposed to put chicken powder or what's like that chicken seasoning in your mouth.
What?
And it like helps with your craving. And so this guy did a backlash video with it.
Yeah, for good reason.
I love him. Oh, crap. Can you give me your phone and pull up my story really quick?
Yeah, here.
I kind of want y'all to follow him because he like debunks all these myths.
The fitness myths, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where am I?
Just go down there. Go down there and find yourself.
But anyways, so he was like, it's actually interesting that the people that are promoting their lifestyle and that make you want to believe it are the most shredded people, right?
Yeah.
But those are also the people that give the most fucked up information.
Because
they're literally on the brink of starvation, AKA when bodybuilders are about to post, like when they walk up on stage, they feel like absolute shit.
They also just went down the most amount of sugar that could give you like basically a heart attack. Yes. I would know, my dad was one. Like,
so
you
like,
know what I mean?
I'm just saying like those people that you want to believe the information, you could look like that if you wanted to, you know, put chicken powder in your mouth.
God, that's
but
nasty.
Anyways, so his name is B.D. Carpenter.
I've seen B.D. his stuff before.
B.D.C.C.A.R.P.E.N.T.E.R.
Okay.
But anyways, he was just like,
we'll repost them on our story.
Yeah, they're on the brink of starvation, the people that are saying these.
Don't listen to that.
So just saying.
Yeah, so just saying, that's not good. You do not need a six-pack to be a fitness person. I will just put that out there. Like, I think that's like just to follow what you're saying is like, you don't need that. I want to debunk like supplements. It just depends on what you want to need, but focus on getting good food in you first and foremost and getting a good workout routine, whether it literally just be walking and like, I kid you not, you guys, if you are intimidated by the gym, just by going in there, having two movements picked out that you know you want to do, even if it's like mm-hmm. a bicep and a tricep, maybe it's just like a racked lunge and a squat with a rack, you know, which means you put your weights on your shoulders. Literally just doing that, pick a number, maybe it's like 10, maybe try for 5, whatever it is, and then leave. You know what? You just did it. You just did the first time in the gym, you got mm-hmm. your freaking little booty in there and you did a workout in the area that intimidated you that you said you wouldn't do. And now you did it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like that's a good way to get over like the gym phobia.
Go with a friend.
Yeah.
Get a personal trainer. Watch a few videos. I also say like, I know you guys probably know like
where my interest lies in fitness. Like, I do believe I like macro counting occasionally. Like, yeah. I do think it helps if you are in a fitness journey and you are listening and you're like, yo, I thought you were going to give us some tips. Like, how do I bulk up? How do I shred? How do I look good? How do I get a booty? I think a good place booty to cheeks. Start is, rather than like obsessing over how many calories you're eating, is try to track your protein just for a couple of days and yes. see how much protein you're eating. Cause a lot of females are not eating enough protein. And that's just like step one, where to start. You should eat around like 0.8 grams or 1 gram per pound of body weight. So for example, if you're 125 pounds, this is, I guess, not if you're like obese, you could say in the obese category BMI, but if you're around like Sid and I's, I don't know, like age, height, weight, about 1 gram per pound of body weight, and see if you're eating enough protein, and just try to get like 100 grams a day.
Yep. And if you need more good ideas, or eating the exact same thing you're already eating, adding chickpeas on the side, adding maybe like a natural protein. We like SFH. I like that one.
I like Thorn too.
Thorn is good too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I heard, I saw that on your conference call, and I was like, I love that.
Protein. It's so good. And then I would say like, did I say natural yeast? Did I literally just say that?
Nutritional yeast?
Oh, nutritional yeast. Whoops.
That does have a little protein, doesn't it? That also has
hemp
lot
seeds.
Of,
mm-hmm.
I just base every single meal snack around protein.
Yeah.
Like egg whites, Greek yogurt.
Yep, yogurt is bomb. Mm-hmm. But like literally, if I'm going to make a protein shake and I'm like, I want to have this just for breakfast because I'm so lazy right now, but I only want peanut butter and banana to be in there, like this flavor wise, I do my vanilla protein powder. I do my peanut butter. I do like a banana and a half, probably sometimes two, depending on what I'm going for. If I'm still going to work out usually, because that's kind of like high sugar for morning. But and then adding my hemp seeds, I add flax seeds, I add cacao powder. Like it, like just, and then the Greek yogurt. Now I'm like already to my protein max for the time. And like, I feel good. I feel energized. I feel ready and refreshed for the day. And I still have my coffee.
I love a smoothie in the morning because I always crave something sweet.
Same.
And so you can kind of make it sweet tasting and really yummy.
It's like
I love delicious. It. I love it.
I think the one common question that we got was like getting consistent with it. What advice do you have with like your fitness routine or just health and routine in general?
I think it comes down to what you like to do, because if you're trying to go lift 5 days a week and you're like, I absolutely hate this, you're probably not going to be consistent with it.
No.
You have to find a workout that you like to do.
I agree. That was a good way to put it.
That's probably like my number one tip. What about you?
I would say, because I've struggled with this, is you have to prioritize you first. Like, quit making excuses for what needs to go before that. Like, remember when I was more in COVID, I was having issues like finding time to eat.
Yeah.
Just wasn't prioritizing it. Like, you have to. Like, I knew if I didn't eat, I felt like shit. I got really crabby because I got hangry and my breath got absolutely rancid. And I'd be like, hey, so fun to record. Like, so you need to prioritize.
Why do you think I'm
you?
Sitting this far away?
Yeah, I am so well fed today. Oh, and actually I'm hungry right now. But
people are probably wondering why your breath smells when you don't eat, but I'm pretty sure it's because you go into ketosis and it like makes your breath smell.
Yeah. And my metabolism is so fast too, though. Like, I get a bad breath after like an hour of not eating. That's so weird. I eat all the time.
I've never had that.
I eat all the time. Like, I have to like have an apple nearby, like just like, because I get so hungry. I had one more thing. Oh, how would you say?
Oh, wait, I had one more thing about consistency.
Oh, go.
If you are trying to work out and you can't find the time, I know some people really like working out later in the day, but if you can't do it in the morning. It's the first thing you do. Just do it and you're done for the day.
Boom. And
wake up earlier. Go to bed earlier. Sorry. I go to bed at fucking 8:30 PM every night so I can get my workout in the morning. Too bad. So sad. Where's your excuse?
More like a 9:30-er, but yeah, I will say.
I was 9:30 until Plant Daddy.
He changed you.
Plant Daddy's an 8:30.
You're different.
And I actually really love it.
I will say it's just terrible when the first alarm goes off. But once you get kind of used to it, you're
See, I was
awake.
I was a little fucked up because I went to bed really late Saturday. But if you keep your routine, like I had kept it for like 3 to 4 weeks, I would wake up before my alarm went off at 5:30. Yep. I would wake up naturally. It was great.
You're like, here I am.
I
morning.
Love
Hi,
that
how
morning.
Are you?
So much more done, y'all. Okay,
what
we got.
What was I gonna say? Oh, I just was gonna say, for this is my last thing. It was, how do you not allow weekends to throw you off, like a weekend that we just had? And I will say, like we were talking about earlier, is a few meals and a few cocktails are not going to make any difference in your longer picture of health and wellness. Like,
I love this question, because if you have a weekend that you feel like you threw everything off, you're restricting during the week. you don't have to go up balls to the wall on the weekend if you feel like you're not restricting Monday through Friday. Yeah. So like find time to have balance during the week. So then on the weekends, you're like, don't feel, oh my God, I ate so healthy Monday through Friday. I'm going to eat everything in sight now because I'm hungry. It's because you are hungry because you restricted Monday through Friday. So have a fucking Oreo, have a cookie on Monday and you don't need to eat 12 then on Saturday.
I eat pizza. I eat pizza sometimes. Yes. Wow. I have chocolate every night. Like, oh, wow, Sid, that's crazy. I just had a fry. I had fries on Saturday.
She had a singular fry.
Oopsies. I had a whole bin. But it's like we're fairly healthy people, I would say. And we eat like normal people, you know, like
a calorie is a calorie if it comes from a fry or
an apple. Doesn't matter. Does not matter. My friends, don't be afraid of the grease. Okay. Just don't eat it every day. Because they'll feel just shitty and yeah. You'll probably get IBS like I had. Anyway, so just start on your own journey. Take it slow. Eat healthy. Put yourself first. Get some more protein in you maybe if you're trying to, whatever you're trying to do, depending on your journey. And
if you want more guidance, like obviously you can reach out on Instagram. This was just kind of more of like a overarching, like our stories and just little tips for whoever is listening, really.
Yeah, we didn't want to get too crazy on your details. Do you want to do, actually, why don't we do straight candid advice first?
Yes. Yeah. So someone wrote in and said, so is this the right episode? Hold on.
I think it is.
Okay. Was this sugar. Me? Okay.
Yeah.
Someone wrote in and said, so I recently met this guy on Hinge and we had a definite connection on our first date. He seemed interested in getting together soon after. So we went out again last week. We had not even kissed on our first date and things may have gone a little too far on the second, which resulted in me staying the night at his house. We did not have sex, but needless to say, we came pretty close. It did end up being an amazing night and we even spent the morning just cuddling in his bed. I rarely do that. In fact, I haven't in years and I'm generally a pretty conservative person.
Okay.
Lots to say about this. Since our second date, he had seemed more distant and not as interested. I'm really worried he now thinks I'm a slut and too easy. I was totally interested in seeing if our relationship could turn into something more. And now I feel like I completely blew it by letting things go too far. Along with that, I told my mom and she continues to shame me for what I did. I'm actually starting to feel quite ashamed now as well. Thoughts?
Okay. My word. Are we kidding me? You are not a hoe. Honey, I'm not going to tell your mama nothing, but your mama better shut her mouth. That's not nice. That's not nice to shame your daughter.
We're calling your mama.
No, you are not a hoe. You are, in fact, not everybody waits till the second date, right? And that does not dictate if somebody likes you or not. In fact, if you are whoever you are and you want to have sex on the first date, go fucking for it if that's what you're feeling.
Also, do you really want to be with someone that thinks you're a slut if you
have sex with them?
And they didn't even have sex.
Or like, they almost did. Which, word. Also, you're not easy. Okay?
I also think it's funny that she thought she had to explain herself. Like, I don't normally do this.
Oh, I feel you know? Bad.
And it is so, I do think this world's getting better with that kind of thing.
I agree.
Like, women, you can make your own decision. If you want to have sex, you can go have sex. Like, enjoy it. And if anyone judges you for that, you probably don't want to be with him anyways. So
clearly this guy may have had other intentions of just wanting to get with somebody, or like it could be that he was getting over an ex, or he's still into an ex and like having fun on the side. Like, it's not you that is causing his distance. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, it doesn't had no nothing to do with whether you were reserved or not, whether you hooked up or not. I guarantee this is the way he would have acted within two dates, regardless of what would have went down.
There could have been so many other variables that went into that.
So, and I just hate that the fact that he probably feels like, or she probably feels he has the power. Yeah. Like, you have the power, honey. You have the fucking power. Don't let anyone tell you or dictate you and your happiness because you feel guilty for something that is completely human and normal.
Yeah. And we've said it before. Stop worrying if he likes you. Do you like him?
It's a two-way street.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh God, people piss me off. High five me. Was my hand sweaty? Sorry.
Mine is too.
So we had a candid moment, hashtag straight candid moment, that someone told us.
Okay. I actually was, I didn't hear, or was I there?
Were you? No, you weren't there.
I was like, I probably was. I just don't remember.
And I thought this was hilarious. And I'm going to try my best not to say the person's name, But it might be hard. Okay.
Oh, no, he's fine.
Does he not? Does he not?
He was going to put his voice on the podcast.
I know, but still, okay, I don't know if I'll try not to say his name. We'll call him Jimmy. Jimmy had quite a little night. He, you know, got back to his apartment. He was relaxing. He had an evening and he woke up the next morning and he had a message from his bank. And his bank was like, hey, Jimmy, I just checked your statement and we're getting fraudulent behavior.
What was her name?
I forget, like Catherine or something like that. Okay. The bank teller from his hometown who knows his mom.
Small hometown, like think Iowa.
Think very small hometown. So like as if like a family friend is calling you about like fraudulent activity on your card. So she's like, give me a call back. I just want to run through these, you know, little expenses with you. Just make sure we stop fraudulent activity on your card. Okay. And so he's like, okay. Calls her back. They're running through it. And they, of course, they catch up like family first, you know. And then the first thing she's like, is that you? It looks like it was an $8 Uber charge. And he's like, yep, that was me on Saturday. Catherine. That was me, Catherine. Sweet girl. It was at 2 a.m. Get over it. Quit judging me. Second one was one for like a fast food restaurant or something random, like a subscription or something. I can't remember what it was. And
Netflix.
He's like, yep, that was me. Yes, that was. And then the woman goes, and the third one here looks like it was some sort of purchase made late after that Uber OnlyFans. Is that yours, Jimmy? And he's like,
Jimmy,
silence on the phone. Yep. That one was mine as well. And she's like, great. I guess we're all squared away. No fraudulent activity here. Have a great one, honey. Bye.
Jimmy.
Can you imagine?
I just can imagine Jimmy late at night.
And poor little Jimmy. I know exactly what Jimmy was searching. And let's just say he found it and he purchased it. And little Karen or Catherine from the hometown is probably going to go back and tell his mommy.
He's never going to the hometown.
Oh, honey,
again.
He's never going back there. But I just laugh so hard because I'm like, can you imagine? And there's probably people out there that can relate to this because they were from a small town.
Think of your
teller,
mom's
know them.
Friend calling you.
No.
That'd be so funny.
No. And it's just like so personal too. If it was like, especially like depending on what you were looking up or something, like gross. I feel naked.
Jimmy.
The long awaited hoodie winner.
Hoodie winner.
So.
Can I read and you announce?
Of course you can. Let me pull it up, my little sweet friends. Thank you to everybody who left a review. We love you guys. We'll continue to do these and fun more giveaways once summer comes around. We're working on some new merch. So
do we want to read the review?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it.
Best pod ever, Mini 545. Each week, these girls continue to surprise me with the content they bring out. Their personalities and realness allow listeners to connect with them on a vulnerable and personal level where it feels as though you are just hanging out with two of your best girlfriends and discussing a wide variety of topics. These girls are able to make any topic extremely interesting, helpful, and overall fun to listen to. It is my favorite podcast to listen on my hour-long commute home after working an overnight shift at the hospital because they're hilarious. One-liners keep me awake the whole way. I love seeing how they serve their community and put on events supporting women as well as those in need. Hashtag Women's Month right now, right?
Women's History Month, yep.
I can't wait to follow them on their journey as they grow and continue to make amazing content. Mm-hmm. So,
oops, you unclicked it.
Sorry.
Molly Bauer, you are our hoodie winner. Woo! Please DM us. We'll also DM you too. So don't you worry. We'll find you, my little sugar. But thank you guys for taking part in that. That was really, really fun. We have one last thing before we wrap up today.
Clap if you're excited about the new Manscaped launch.
Ooh.
Today, I'm excited to announce their brand new Ultra Premium Collection. Believe it or not, they're moving above the bikini line. I'm talking about upgrading the man in your life's hygiene routine with your favorite manly scent. This is an all-in-one skin and hair kit for the everyday man that covers him from head to toe. Oh. Literally. Manscaped is trusted below the waist. Now trust them with the rest. Help him join the 4 million men worldwide who look great and smell great thanks to Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20.
And now you can enhance this perfect grooming routine with the Ultra Premium Collection. This package includes, the Manscaped Premium Deodorant. No, not for his balls. Say goodbye to his smelly armpit hugs. This deodorant dries clear and is aluminum-free and smells like the signature scent.
Wait, so it is for the armpits or for the balls?
There's two kinds of deodorant that they have. Yeah, so anyway, so you'll get the hydrating body moisturizer, the body wash, the 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner, and a three-pack of lip balm that's made with ingredients ingredients that are amazing for his little smoochy smoochers.
I love their lip balm.
I do too.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. The only smell you'll want on him in a bottle.
Thanks to Manscaped.
Thanks to Manscaped.
Wonderful. I love that. You guys, that was really fun. Don't judge us when you see these shirts next week because you know what? Judgment free zone.
We want to wear them again next week.
I know. Yeah, we do.
And look the exact same with the same outfits and the same armpit stains.
I'm going to look the same exact and I'm going to have the same wrinkles on my pants. How do you know that? We love you as always at Straight Candid Podcast on Instagram, at Straight Candid Podcast on TikTok. Follow us there because that's where we're going to be doing our lives, honey bunches of oats.
Yeah, that's exciting. We're so dumb.
I know we are. Literally, we're like, we have a lot bigger following on TikTok and we're not even using it. What the f? Okay.
We were on our Instagram live and someone commented, y'all should go live on TikTok instead. And that's what we're doing from now on.
Absolute
so
potatoes.
We'll see you there Monday nights, y'all.
Get ready for some pet peeve talk
next week.
Bye. Hey.